How do you balance work and worship?
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
The European Union is considering legislation to make Sunday work-free. Those who introduced the law say that when men and women work on Sundays, their families suffer, their health is affected, and they destroy their culture. Their goal is to balance work and worship. It's not yet clear if the legislation will pass. Jesus commented on balancing work and worship. He chided the religious leaders because they kept people from doing good deeds on the Sabbath. On the other hand, he applauded Mary for recognizing the value of spiritual nourishment. Jesus complimented her when he and his disciples visited Mary's and Martha's home. Mary sat at Jesus' feet to listen intently to what he taught. Martha was busy preparing dinner. She wanted to make sure Jesus and his disciples were comfortable. She came to Jesus and said, "Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Tell her to come and help me." Jesus said, "Martha, you're worried and upset over all these details. There is only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her." Jesus did not condemn Martha for serving. He just corrected her priorities. We see from Martha that service is vital, but at the right time. We see from Mary's action that spiritual nourishment must have priority.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com.